So hello, I'm Sarah Lang, and I'm honored to share a little of my research on the partnerships between families and early care and education, or as I say, ECE professionals. And as I'll highlight, I've started to refer to these important guardian-professional bonds as a co-caring relationship. Just a little about me, I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Human Sciences at The Ohio State University. My interest in family-teacher partnerships, or what I have come to call co-caring relationships, was really born out of two key places or two key experiences. First, my experiences as a teacher and a parent, and I'll share a little bit about that. And second, my training in human development and family science. So first, I was an ECE teacher for about 8 years, and I actually worked with infants and toddlers for around 5 years. And these experiences that I had with families, I noticed that sometimes I struggled to form good bonds with the families in my classroom. And when I looked to the literature to enhance this area of my practice, I was really unsatisfied with the evidence-based information. In addition, my two children also attended childcare since infancy. And I had some interesting experiences navigating these partnerships from the parental side. The other key area that really informed my thinking in this space was my training in human development and family science, and more specifically, learning about systems approaches and family systems theory. So the work of Dr. Mark Feinberg on co-parenting, along with other researchers like James McHale and Sarah Chaffee Sullivan, really influenced what I thought about the critical processes through which two people coordinate child rearing and caregiving. This led to my first data collection project focused specifically on family-teacher partnerships. It was a mixed methods approach where I used semi-structured interviews with families and with teachers and survey data to examine these partnerships and their association with family, child, and teacher functioning. And I'll talk about some of those findings from my own research and that of other researchers in just a moment. But first, I ask that you briefly consider, why are family ECE partnerships so important? What might they mean for young children, for their parents or guardians, and for the ECE professionals themselves? Most of my own work on these partnerships has focused on parent or guardian co-caring partnerships with lead teachers in center-based ECE programs. But it's important to note that multiple professionals, from program leaders within a childcare center or an ECE school, to assistant teachers in a classroom, to family childcare providers working out of their home to provide childcare, can all form important connections with families that have the potential to influence not only children's guardians and children's experiences within their home, but also children's experiences within their ECE setting. So I love this particular slide because this is the research slide that really expanded on some of the hypotheses that you likely just formed when thinking about these partnerships. This is what we currently know from about guardian professional partnerships. And much of this research has really focused on teacher-parent or provider-parent partnerships. So what is it that the professional in the classroom or again in that family childcare home are doing? And how is this partnership between them and children's critical family members potentially influencing children, families, and teachers? As I go forward, please note in the US, we tend to use the word family to be more inclusive of the variety of family structures and to honor that some children's most influential guardians may be people other than their parents. That said, most of the research in this area so far has really studied the partnership form between one of a child's parents and one of their ECE professionals. So here is what the growing research seems to indicate. The quality of the relationship between families and teachers is associated with both the level of family involvement in the center or that ECE setting, but also the level of guardian's involvement with their child in their home, such as how much time the parent indicates that they're spending doing things like reading, singing, or playing games with their child. These relationships also appear related not just to the quantity of families' engagement, but also to the quality of the parent-child interaction. again, when these relationships with the ECE professionals are more positive, parents or important caregivers tend to show more sensitive responding and less parent-child conflict. When we reflect on why these associations might exist, it may be that when families and care professionals have good relationships, families have access to a greater set of information about the ways they can support their child, or in other words, they kind of build a larger set of knowledge about developmentally appropriate ways to engage with their child. However, it may also be that these, when there are good, strong bonds between families and ECE professionals, parents or guardians are less stressed. They're really sharing that child rearing with a community, if you will. So when there's a strong bond between families and that family service staff, it may be that it made the family more able to share what they needed and then better able to meet those needs, like need for food, housing, healthcare, job training, parenting classes, etc. And that all of those elements help the parent potentially feel less stress and kind of work on their own skill set, which really could promote their ability to be available to their children. Now, when we move to thinking about the impact of these partnerships within the classroom, we can also see that the quality relationships that teachers and families form is related to teacher-child relationship quality also. So there is lower conflict between teachers and children when families and teachers have strong partnerships. This may be because teachers are able to learn more about each individual child, like how each child has their routines, their interests, their current skill level, and their needs. And the teachers can use all of that information to form better bonds with each individual child in their care. We also see that family professional partnerships are both directly and indirectly related to child functioning. And so what I mean by this is that strong family provider partnerships appear to influence child functioning in and of themselves. So perhaps when children observe their key family members and teachers collaborate, children learn important social-emotional skills or even vocabulary that helps enhance their knowledge and abilities to be pro-social or good collaborators. Research also shows that children's outcomes may be impacted more indirectly, meaning that the quality of that family-teacher partnership can impact all of the things I just mentioned, perhaps by increasing families' involvement or enhancing parents' skills about interacting with their child or the quality of that teacher-child relationship, and that these may be the key levers that are really influencing children's positive trajectories. Research right now really seems to indicate that both these pathways are likely at play, so both directly and indirectly influencing children's social, emotional, and early academic functioning. And finally, reflecting on ECE professional well-being, which is also something that I'm interested in, we see that the quality of partnerships that teachers and families form appear related to teachers' well-being as well. So when we ask teachers what they find stressful about their work, many indicate that communication with parents can be a more stressful part of their work experience. In contrast, when those ECE professionals indicate that they have good relationships with families, they also demonstrate better coping abilities and better relationships with the children in their care. So all that research that I just shared has informed this particular framework on family program partnerships. And this is a tool that I reference not only in my own research frequently, but also reflecting on the power of partnerships with families and how to help make these connections great for children, families, and professionals. One of the reasons that I love this particular framework and what you see on this slide is that we know there are many things that an early care and education program or an early childhood school can do to help develop and maintain good partnerships with families. And if you look at the yellow column on this slide, we can see that programs can do all sorts of things, offer professional development to the staff working in the program that helps them think about how to engage families in authentic ways, to thinking about continuous improvement efforts that allow them to use tools to measure and assess how well family partnerships are functioning and reflect on and plan how they are serving and partnering with families, to thinking about the policies and procedures and models that program leaders in the space show for how important it is to include families and how to make sure that families are key decision makers in the program. Notice that these program foundations really influence the kind of partnerships that those direct care professionals, those teachers in the classroom form, and ultimately family and child outcomes as well. So now let's move to those ingredients, those mechanisms. I'm going to share with you two frameworks for thinking about those mechanisms that may help to build and sustain good partnerships with families. So when we say there's a quality partnership, what does that mean? What's happening to make that partnership thrive? And in their grand literature review of family ECE professional partnerships, Kim and colleagues really identified four main components that appear to influence the quality of that partnership, again, between families and ECE professionals. They identified professionals' attitudes. So what are the beliefs that professionals bring to their work with families? How much respect, openness to change, or understanding do they bring to the interactions that they have with families? Two, knowledge. So how much does that professional know about each specific family and child? Three, practices, or what are ECE teachers doing in their work with families? Do they engage in that bi-directional communication? Are they responsive to families? Do they approach the partnership from a true space of collaboration? And are they really, again, engaging families as those key decision makers in their child's life? And finally, four, thinking about those environmental features in the program. So does the program help families feel present and welcome? Do families see themselves represented in program pictures, in books, or other materials? Do families have access to other relevant information in the program that could support them in their child-rearing role? And what opportunities do they have to connect with other families in the setting? So one other framework, and this is really from my own research that I have developed and used in my work, is the idea that families and ECE professionals really form a co-caring partnership where they must collaborate and coordinate around some forms of child rearing. This work actually builds off a robust body of research examining how parents or caregivers within children's families co-parent together. But in my research, I've identified some key ways that families and teachers work together to help care for children. And I'll walk us through these key mechanisms. So first, they may offer support, which can be tangible, like stepping in when the other partner needs help or offering advice, or even emotional support, like feeling that the other person really sees you as a great caregiver. Two, it can also include endorsement or communicating that that other person in that co-caring partnership is really a great caregiver who has a quality connection with the child. These two components, actually, that support and endorsement, really overlap with some of the ingredients that I shared on the previous slide. It's about good communication, showing respect, or even gratitude for that co-caring partner. However, unlike other ways of thinking about or measuring family professional partnerships, this co-caring work also identifies that there may be more negative ways that parents and families sometimes work together. What I have labeled here as disunity. And this is really inclusive of undermining and disagreement. And I'll talk a little bit more about what those mean. Where guardians or teachers may disagree about the goals or expectations for the child, or where they may undermine one another. And so what do I mean by that? That they may negate or subvert or show distrust in that other caregiver. And I'm going to share a few examples of what this might look like, what I've seen in my qualitative interviews or our observational work, of how things like undermining might look in practice. So first, I'm going to share from the perspective of a teacher. So say a family member has arrived at the end of the day to pick up their child. And when they come in, the teacher and the child are cleaning an area of the classroom together. And the teacher asks the child to help them finish putting away the materials. Maybe they're cleaning up the blocks. So they ask the child to help them finish cleaning up the blocks before they go grab their coat to leave. Perhaps the child's excited to see their parents, so they run up to greet them. And the parent says, "Oh, great to see you. I'll grab your coat. See you tomorrow." Here in this example, the teacher's request to finish that cleaning task together with the child was really undermined. But it's important to note that we have evidence that both families and teachers can have experiences of feeling undermined in that partnership. I share this particular frame as sometimes it might be important to not only help teachers recognize and grow their knowledge and skills and beliefs to support that high quality interactions with families, but also that they are aware of the ways that they can potentially create disunity that can hinder the quality of the partnerships that they form with families. One example I've seen in action the other way of teachers potentially undermining parents is what I'll call quiet correcting of a child's guardian. So for example, perhaps a parent might use a playful name towards their child that the teacher may interpret as disrespectful. Things I've seen in my own practice is maybe a parent calling their child, "Oh, hi, Stinky." Or perhaps the parent says something like, "Don't cry," when their child is expressing some distress. And sometimes what I've watched that teacher or that professional do is kind of insert themselves in that interaction as a way of maybe gently coaching the parent for the right thing to do, perhaps by addressing the child by their name in a tone that communicates that's the proper way to address the child, to talk to them, or perhaps by saying, "It's okay that you feel sad right now," when that parent says the expression, "Don't cry." And sometimes ECE professionals, again, may view them inserting themselves in the interaction as a way of coaching or supporting the parent. But when and how that is done can influence how much the parent trusts the professional, as well as how they feel about themselves as a parent. Sometimes ECE professionals, myself included, can forget the power that we have in potentially influencing how parents or other key family members feel and understand their own role as parents. So as I wrap up, I want to say that although in the U.S. we do not have a national curriculum or national policy guiding our early care and education work, we do have a national organization, the National Association for the Education of Young Children, that helps to set standards for high quality care. And what does evidence-based practice look like and include for supporting young children? So I shared this quote from that NAEYC organization, as it emphasizes that practice that is attuned to children's development includes the ability to form strong bonds and strong relationships with families, and that it is critical that we're truly engaging parents, we're involving them more than just being present in the program or educating them in their roles as parents, that we're really thinking about how do we create a bidirectional collaboration. In other words, to really provide that high quality, developmentally appropriate care to children, families must be engaged as full participants in their child's ECE experience.